Curling originated in Scotland about 400 years ago, but Canada is the modern-day powerhouse, at least on the men's side. It has won more world championships in the last 60 years than any other nation. Scotland, the U.S., Norway, and Sweden are on the next level. Swedish teams have won the last two men's world championships, and the defending Olympic champion is a team led by American John Schuster. He's a Wisconsin native whose group won gold in 2018. Schuster's in Cheney this week, trying to get back to the world championships where his team won bronze in 2016. He says winning an Olympic gold medal elevated the visibility of curling in the U.S.
You know, for the first year, it was where we did a lot of things, appearances, and you know, a lot of fun stuff to, again, help grow the game. Have events in places here that don't have a huge curling club presence, and to, you know, look out into the stands and see 500 to 1,000 people in here watching curling, and that's the effect I think we're starting to see.
Curling has been off and on in popularity here in the Inland Northwest. There's an Inland Northwest Curling Club. The Granite Curling Club in Seattle is one of the most successful local clubs in the nation. Tom Violette was based there for years. He has national championships and a world championship bronze medal on his resume. His son Luke is still based in Seattle and has won 5 consecutive junior national titles. And now Tom Violette helps to promote the game and build its fan base in the U.S.
The Olympics has basically done to curling what Tiger Woods has done for golf. We're just seeing younger and younger athletes coming into the game and much more athleticism than when I was playing in my prime.
One of those young players is Stephen Birklund, who is the skip or captain of the only team in the Cheney competition from the Northwest. He's from Mount Lake Terrace, Washington. Birklund says the next step in the growth of the game is to take advantage of its newfound popularity and increase the amount of money flowing to the sport through sponsorships and other things. He hopes that someday at least the best players will be able to support themselves while playing full time. For now, his main paycheck comes from his Fast Signs franchise. It makes vinyl graphics and car wraps and that kind of thing.
Owning my own shop is helpful for traveling and, you know, having the schedule flexibility. It's pretty hard to be a full-time curler when you don't have funding. The only people that can really do it are the people who have that flexibility, like John, like myself.
John Schuster jokes that he married up. His wife is his family's main breadwinner. He stays at home with their two small children in between training sessions.
You know, my major goal is to try to win an Olympic gold medal, and, you know, that check that off, but now, you know, the sub-goal of that was to make curling be, you know, close enough to mainstream where, you know, more than just, you know, one or two, you know, kids coming out of a curling class like we did growing up, maybe have that opportunity to do something like, you know, myself and my teammates to curl almost like a full-time job.
Curling's trajectory is in the right direction. This competition is being live-streamed on the USA Curling website. Curling has also become a regular part of the Winter Olympics coverage on NBC. It even has its own weekly TV show, Curling Night in America, Friday nights on the NBC Sports Network. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.